News, our top story. A top aide to U.S. President Barack Obama says that Washington does not have the solid proof of any link between the Syrian government and a chemical attack on Damascus suburbs in August. The White House chief of staff says the Obama administration lacks, quote, irrefutable, beyond a reasonable doubt, evidence to present before Congress. Dennis McDonough himself, however, is pressing the case for targeted and limited action against Syria over the unproven allegations that the Syrian government was behind the attack. Washington is pushing hard to win support from the U.S. Congress and the American public for the military strike against Damascus. The United States has also failed to form an international coalition to stage these strikes. For more on that story, we're joined by Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement member Mr. Mark Glenn, joining us from Idaho. Sir, welcome to the program. I'd like to get your thoughts on the comments made by White House Chief of Staff that U.S. does not have the irrefutable evidence that it needs and claims with regards to attacking Syria.
Yes, well, I think the first thing that needs to be pointed out is that Dennis McDonough is not just a high-level member of the U.S. government. He is the chief of staff, meaning that he is the president's right-hand man. He is literally there for just about every form of business that takes place when the president is doing anything. And so he would not be saying these things unless he either had a momentary lapse of sanity and wanted to lose his job, or else he was saying these things with some sort of collusion with the White House. Secondly, he's using language that is very specific to American jurisprudence, which is beyond reasonable doubt. Now, this is the exact phrase that is used when a jury is seated to decide the guilt or the innocence of somebody who has been accused of some criminal act by some level of government within the United States. And if that jury is not able to find the accused guilty beyond reasonable doubt, then they are obliged to acquit that individual. So all of this, what this adds up to me is that Obama really does not want to go to war against Syria. The entire thing, to me, has the air of a contrived drama that is meant basically to whip the world up into expecting that yet another war is going to take place, but a war which is going to be shot down, in my opinion, when the U.S. Congress denies Obama the legal justification for launching this by not giving him congressional approval.
Well, regardless of the fact of whether Congress does give Obama congressional approval or not, leading up to the decision by Congress, this decision and this rhetoric has been shunned by the international community, by the United Nations, and it's also in complete violation of the United Nations mandate and what the United Nations Security Council represents, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. There's really only one entity on the planet that wants this war to take place, and that is Benjamin Netanyahu and his lobby working within the United States. And I personally believe, it is my theory, that this is that Benjamin Netanyahu is actually the target of this, in that the Obama administration and the powers that be who are behind Obama, that they want to isolate Benjamin Netanyahu politically, so that at the end of this thing, when no war takes place, this is going to force Benjamin Netanyahu to drop his demands for war against Syria, for war against Iran, and basically is going to put him in a box where he's going to be forced to do nothing except to sit and to stew. The fact that the entire world, as you said accurately, the entire world is against this, including a substantial number of the American people and their representatives in Congress, indicates to me that this is this has all of the hallmarks of being yet another political drama that is going to end up in results that I think that few right now are expecting.
Just one last question before we leave you, Mr. Mark Glenn. Where will AIPAC and its lobbying for congressional support to actually get this war going against Syria, where does that fall into place in this equation?
Well, it's no secret that whatever AIPAC wants, AIPAC gets. And in this case, if AIPAC does not get its war, It is going to send a message not just to the American people, but to the entire world, that things have changed, that AIPAC is going to be taken down a notch, if that can be believed, and that there are more powerful forces in the world besides AIPAC that are going to be calling the shots. And of course, for those who live in the unfortunate circumstances of living in such close proximity to Israel and who have experienced American brutality firsthand, this could not come as more welcome news.
Thank you very much. From the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement, Mr. Mark Glenn joining us from Idaho.